Greetings.
Love Talk Radio.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand.
Lending hand.
In God's favor.
God's favor.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a
hand.
In God's favor.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
I want you to hear me sing.
But there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love,
to give love,
and not hate.
Just give love.
And welcome our radio listening audience to the Sunday morning broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Thank you again for joining us this beautiful Sunday morning as we have for you another wonderful and life-giving discussion that we know you're going to enjoy. So don't just listen. Join us. Push that number one button on your phone and let us see you on the switchboard so we can have you be a part of the discussion. Thank you again for joining us this morning. As I said earlier, you are listening to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Today's discussion is So I Think, So I Am. So I think, so I am. Human life is not animal life. Animal life is the lower life of the human being. This life that is animal keeps the human life, which is an intellectual life, dead in the human being's real life, which evolves into speaking life. Allah, the Creator, created everything with its nature and development. Life is eternal. Life is a continuous process of spiritual evolving. Life is spiritual. You can't see life externally. Life for the human being is inside their body. Life is the love and goodness of Allah put into the human heart, which gave the human being his God-like excellence and perfection. Allah is all-knowing, so Allah put his knowledge in the human soul and mind, so the human being can connect with him through the process of thinking. This is how the human being's communication and association is connected with Allah forever in Allah's unseen and eternal spiritual world. Most people allow themselves to believe that the material world and the things in it are real. This is why most people are led into spiritual and mental darkness. Allah created this world only to test us, to see who believes in the seen and the unseen. We don't see the air, but we know that our life depends on it. Is this not evidence and a sign to the thinking minds to know that there is a power behind all life in the universe that we can't see, but this power sustains all life in the creation? Nothing Allah created can give life to any of Allah's creation. Most people are looking for life in the creation and not the Creator. Allah is the Creator. Allah is one. Allah is life. If you forget Allah, you forget your own life, which is your soul. Think deep on this truth and free your mind of worldly desires that lead to the hellfire. This is mind controlling matter through the process of thinking. Allah gave us a mind to be free, to live in His reality. But you need faith to understand. Keep your head to the sky, and Allah's truth will not let you die. As you can see, our radio listening audience, that we have a powerful discussion for you this morning. And we want to thank you for joining us. We want you to sit back and prepare and not just listen, but to join the conversation, to give us some feedback, and to let us know what's on your mind. So I think, so I am. And now, Imam Shahid Shabab.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
We say peace be unto you all this day that has been given to us by our Creator as a special mercy to redeem ourselves from the sins and the evils that we have inherited in this evil world. Allah say the root of all evil is the love of this material world and the material things and yourself. That is your flesh. So with that said, we will start with some prayers here to open. And the first prayer we would like to start with goes like this. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. The next one would be in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Okay. As we conclude, we want to say ayats and surahs from the final revelations of Almighty God Allah, the one creator for all people. And the Holy Quran is the final revelation for all people. And what that means, simply people, a lot of people, they ask me, and I've heard other Muslims say, they ask them, is the Quran like the Bible? And they want to know the difference. And I can understand that. It makes sense. You got all these religions and you got all of these different ideologies, and but yet we're supposed to be serving the same God, our Creator. So that's division. And we want to try to clear up some of this division in religion today so that we can understand how to bring the world back to where people love one another and not hate one another, you see. Where people look at you and want to be treated, like you want to be treated good, they want you to treat them good, and this is our nature, because Almighty Allah say, in His final revelations in the Quran, when He created the human being, He created the nature of good in all human beings. So our nature is good. And, you know, I'll just say this too, you see, people are so mean now, and I mean, even people, when you're doing business with them and paying them your money, they treat you so mean. You're supporting their business, they treat you so mean. And the meanest people in America, I'm going to just say that America, is African-American people toward each other. So nasty, so hateful, so deceitful. And you can't gain good out of evil. I teach people this all the time. You got Muslims running around here thinking because they go through rituals of Islam. The rituals of prayer, the rituals of Ramadan, the rituals of the Hajj, that the rituals actually make them holy, like this is some type of magical religion where if you just go through some external emotions, it's going to automatically make you good on the inside. That's preposterous and absurd. Practice leads to perfection. You got to practice faith. In order to develop faith, you got to practice faith. And how do you practice faith? By living and doing good. Doing good deeds. Allah say He's good. Allah is all good, and He only accepts that which is good. And I was saying, I did want to share this with you all too, because it's very important. If you take one of the O's out of good, what will you have? God. So what is that saying? Allah is all good. He encompasses all good. And Almighty Allah say, all the evil and bad and corruption we see in this world, on this planet Earth, it comes from the hands of the actions of human beings. Because he granted us a limited free will, but that free will ain't really free. If you really think about it, you're free as long as you're doing good. But when you start doing bad, you destroy yourself and you cut your freedom off. So we're really not free. We got responsibility to do good. And as long as you do good, you are free. But when you start thinking that you can lie, steal, cheat, and do evil things, you enslave your own soul and your body. You become a prisoner. Your real life, your spiritual life, you keep it in prison, in solitary confinement. Huh? And what happened? Eventually, it died, your soul die, and you don't have a life no more. That's what we see with most people, most Muslims and most people on the earth. So we say out of the Quran, the final revelations of Allah, say he, Allah, is one God, one creator. Allah is the eternal. Allah is the absolute. He's the cause of all things that exist. He begets not, and neither is he begotten, and there is nothing that could be compared with Allah. Holy Quran. All right, let's go to the next section we want to start this morning with. All mankind, this is Allah speaking, your creator. Behold, I have created you out of a male and female and have made you into nations and tribes so that you might come to know one another. Truly, the most noblest or honorablest of you in my sight is the one who is the most deeply conscious of me, Allah, your creator. Behold, Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. There is no superiority for an Arab over a non-Arab, and for a non-Arab over an Arab, nor for a white over the black, nor for the black over the white, except in God consciousness. So what Allah is saying here to us all, that your color and the way you look on the outside mean nothing to him. He say what means everything to him is that you're conscious that he's there and he's watching you and he's aware of all your actions, even the secrets in your heart. Even though you don't see him, he see you. And he say, except this is the last sermon of the holy Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. So that is very profound. I want to share a spiritual poem with you and then bring on a guest if I can. Inshallah, be the will of Almighty Allah. It says here from Intentions, man unites with his wife in delight through the sacred act of marriage. Thus begins the carriage. A single microscopic reproductive cell called a sperm beginning its journey in a divinely created sacred room called the womb. Think of it. Very powerful, poetic. Just one moment. Thus, how did the sperm know where to go? Did it know, or was it guided? Don't you know, or are you still undecided? In a miraculous way, does it find its way to its destination? And there begins the process of fertilization. Through the months and stages to the maternal vehicle, now carrying the seed in it, carrying the seed, it seems like ages. Thus begins the formation of the most intelligent of all Allah's creation, now in a phenomenal rotation. Now to our secret, from high to low, from above, from another realm, a different world, transcendent into our world, descending. Where exactly is it from? How does it come? I do not know. It's proceeding, arriving, the world. Be, and it is. Then cometh the angel by command. None can stop the life carried in its metaphorical hand. It is the eternal soul, chosen to lead a life to be told later of its goal. Now, from the womb into a material room does the journey begin. Through maternal pain to humanity's gain, adding to its population. That's it. Peace be with you. We would like to bring on a guest, if we have one. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum as-salam. Yes. You are listening this morning to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And as you can see from his introduction, he's coming on strong. We want to thank you, our radio listening audience, and we want to ask you to join us this morning in this discussion. As Imam Shahid Shabazz is teaching this morning on the man and his thinking mind, because man is mind, right? All right. So I think, so I am. That is what the subject is, and that is what the message is for today. We know that man lives what he learns, and his first knowledge is his spiritual knowledge, his mother's prayers, his mother's singing and praising God, his family reading of the Bible, the Torah, or Quran. This is first knowledge, and this is what forms and shapes his thinking mind. It is because man is divided in religion that man is divided in this world. Religion is the foundation that man builds his eternal life on. He believes in that which is given to him through his spiritual knowledge, and he uses that knowledge to establish his life in this world. If he has said a lie, then a lie is what he lives and believes in, and he expresses himself according to that lie. The result of that lie expresses itself in the conduct of the man. So, again, I want you to know that you are listening to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz. So I think, so I am. And we do have guests who have come on this morning. I want to give them a little time to listen to Imam Shahid Shabazz discussion before they express themselves. I think we have one here that has been here for a few minutes, so we will call on that number. That number is 202-674-3189. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Nafisa, Washington, D.C.
Nafisa, assalamu alaikum. How are you this morning, my beautiful sister?
Alhamdulillah. How are you?
Just fine. So glad to have you join us as usual.
Yes. Well, I just tuned in, so, you know, I heard about the process of the sperm and what have you, and I can understand that, but I will listen to the rest of the show and then comment.
All right. We want to thank you for joining us. Yes, like, sit back, relax, listen, and enjoy. And we'll be hearing from you a little later in the show. Yes, I believe it seems that most of our guests has just tuned in. I'm going to see if Imam Shabazz can give us a little more of a discussion and what the today's talk will be about. Message will be given, the message that he has to give to the people. Before we ask for any comments, as no one has really been on long enough to know exactly what the discussion is. So, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Yes.
Yes. Could you comment a little more on today's discussion so that the people will have an understanding of what the talk is about today before they comment?
Be glad to. This day that's given to us as a mercy and a special mercy, I would like to share with you what topic the Creator Allah revealed to me to share with you. Allah created us to think as human beings, even though we're in an animal form. So the topic is, so I think, so I am. And we look in the world today, if you don't think as a human being, it's like walking in the dark. You can't see your way, because a human being is not like all other animals. All other animals and all other creation, it's been ordained to work and operate in a certain order, and it can't deviate. It's just like the angels in heaven. They don't have a free will, so therefore they are the will of Allah. So everything you see, even your body is a Muslim. I was talking to a young man the other day, I'll be brief, and I was out doing da'wah in the community, and he wanted to know, you know, about the differences in terms of why we don't believe Jesus is the Son of God. And do we believe in Jesus? I said, yes, we believe in Jesus, but we don't believe him to be the Son of God. God is a spirit that you can't see him. And whenever he wants anything done, he don't have to interact with his creation. All he says, kun fayakun, be, and it becomes, it is. It automatically comes into existence because he's all powerful. With that said, I want to share something, because in this society right now, we're really losing our future, our children. And it's so sad, and because I do want to speak on particular African Americans, and in general, I'll get back to, you know, this is the general population of human beings. But we got this most serious crisis of all people, and genociding ourselves, that is, destroying our own self by following false knowledge or ignorance. I hear a little noise in the background. It kind of disturbs me. I don't know who it is or whatever, but if I could get that removed, it would help me a little bit to be able to focus, concentrate more. But I'll continue anyway. I don't control that, the co-hosts do. This is called child, okay? It says here, crying, newborn, crying, testifying, as if brought in from another realm, slowly awakening, the truth, the stage of the world's theater. Then when of age, seeing the manifestation, crying to another stage of understanding, to another level of peace, crying, finally station, then seeing the position, crying, dying, now sleep, sleeping, like a baby moving, like a child awakening to the light, sleeping and walking. This symbolism, looking for the key to open the gate of perfection, to have no desire, no ambition, sleep. Sleep, my lovely, sleep, my child. Think not and do not weep. For on the morrow I shall tell thee of the path you must seek. Universal whistle walking down the street. I saw a young girl crying. I approached her and using a handkerchief wiped the hot tears from her face and said, "Why dost thou weep, O lovely flower?" As she turned her head towards me with the face of inquisition and looked into my eyes, I was hit by lightning, and there for a moment did many a vision flash before me. Battlefields and the clangor of steel sword meeting in battle. At Hastings was I an English soldier. At Jerusalem, at Kadesh night, in Arabia, an Arab horseman, a universal spirit that finds this enveloped in man with time without place. Then her sobs awoke me, and her mother came out and by the hand took her back into their dwelling. Just one moment, bear with me with patience. This is very beautiful. All alone was I left in the arena to face the roaring lion of reality, life, peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you. You are listening to Imam Shahid Shabazz and Reality of the Creator. And we want to thank you again for joining us this morning as we continue with our beautiful discussion on So I Think, So I Am. And he just read to you a beautiful, and gave some beautiful information that he was reading from an article about life. And this is what he will continue to discuss with you this morning. We have quite a few guests on now, and we want to give them a chance, those who have been off for a minute, to at least express themselves. Let's try this number here we have, which is a 919-717-2047. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? I believe that's from Larissa. Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me, brother? Assalamu alaikum. It seems that we might have been cut off. If you all will continue, I will check my phone to see what's going on here. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, I was trying to see if I could reach the 202-674. I'm sorry, the 301. I'm sorry, I just put some more numbers up here. Neither of these were it. They haven't been on that long. It was, I see that person hung up that I was trying to reach. At least they don't have them on here. I guess he came off the line. Yeah, he had been on for a while. The others, again, I don't know how it is. I'm going to try someone else. Today the switchboard isn't cooperating. It doesn't seem so. I can't get the time to know how long a person has been on. We want to try the 301-933-9611 number. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? Good morning.
My name is Assalamu alaikum.
Good morning. Wa alaikum salam.
My name is Imam Akmal Muhammad, Silver Spring, Maryland. I am a CEO of the Islamic Freedom Foundation, which is a Dawah organization.
Well, nice to have you on, Brother Imam. And I'm a Dawah for about 40-something years, traveling all up and down the Northeast Coast are trying to call the people back to the way of life, back to the way of civilized thinking through Al-Islam and the final revelations of the Quran and the last and the life of the last prophet of Allah for all mankind, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa ibn Abdullah. Prayers and peace be upon him. So we are honored to have you to come on with us today and to share with the people the life-giving teachings of the Islam in the Quran from their creator as well as our creator. As-salamu alaykum.
Yes, Imam. If there are any comments that you would like to make or question you would like to ask at this time.
Well, I just called, and I was only, my brother called me a few minutes ago, and I called, and so I haven't a clue what you've been saying.
Well, I can give you a little brief summary on what we're talking about, Brother Imam. The title for the day, the topic was So I Think, So I Am. And what I'm talking about, as you well know, that the human being is not just an animal, though we have an animal body. Allah says, and he goes through the stages in the Quran of how he created us, and then he said once he developed and completed us through stages and degrees into the body, and we were and then he delivered us from our mother's womb, we was conceived as a body. That was a flesh body. And then in the Holy Quran, he say, that's one life. He say, yet out of that life, he created another life. And he say, blessed be Allah, or the Lord, the best to create. And he say that life is the spiritual life, the conscious life of an intelligent thinking being, which makes us like him and his divine attributes, thinkers, and not everything else follow the will of Allah. It can't deviate. It's already set. It's ordained. Even the angels in heaven, Allah say, they say what we hear and we obey. This is our true nature to on earth as human beings, even though we have a limited amount of freedom or will. If we really understood and thought about it, we're really not free. We're free only if we are responsible to obey our Creator and do what's right. But when we start thinking that we're free to do what we want to do wrong, then we enslave ourselves to sin and bring on our death, not only physical, but mentally and spiritually also. So this is what we're talking about, the difference between a human being just a flesh body and that human being being who the human being was really created to be, and that is a soul godlike. So that's the best I can give you on our introduction for today, the topic.
Alhamdulillah. That's a good topic. The reality of what you said is absolutely true. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all human beings, but the human being is really, like you said, a soul. And the soul is what, from the time the person got into this world, well, from the time the person comes into this world, that person will never stop to exist. He will exist forever. And the most important point of this is that people need to know that what you do in this life, and this is a temporary part of our existence, is going to cause us to be existing forever in the next life. And so, therefore, we have to think properly, but the consciousness of the thinking has opposition. There's an opposition to that thinking, and that is shaitan. Shaitan is what prevents people from doing what's right. People don't know. A lot of people don't realize shaitan is affecting them. And it's what's sad is most Muslims don't accept the fact that shaitan exists. And therefore, they become victimized by shaitan and don't realize. Matter of fact, they're following shaitan, and they don't realize they're following him. And they think they're following Allah. They think they're following themselves because they don't understand that this whispering is from shaitan. And the most important part of this, think about it like this. There's three voices that's coming into our brain. But we think of only one. That's our own thoughts. That's our own thought. We think that's ours. But there's two other voices that we're not paying attention, or we are paying attention to, but we think it's from us. One, of course, is Allah give everybody an angel who transfers Allah's desires through that angel to us. Because never do I like communicating with a person directly. Just like all the prophets, all the prophets received wahi, inspiration, guidance from prophets. I mean, the angels are real. But mankind receives all their guidance from an angel that everybody have, each one give us this whispering to us to do right. In the case of, then Allah also blessed us with a shaitan. And that shaitan is on the left side. But the point is this. He whispers, and he promised that he would take mankind down to this hellfire because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused him to do what he did. So, question that most people would need to ask. Who's really speaking when we do what we do? Well, who are we acting on? And think about this. Most Muslims know this part. When they're going into Salat, there's something causing them to start thinking about all kinds of things. Now, that's one thing that they do realize, or I think they should know, that shaitan causing them to get confused. But what they don't know is when the angel's talking to them. A lot of people don't realize when the angel's talking. Guess what? When you wake up in the morning for Salat, I'm talking about the one who is, I would say, the true believer. The true believer does like this. He doesn't set an alarm, or he may set an alarm, but when he doesn't set an alarm, something says, get up. And then he immediately gets up, and he recognizes that I need to get up. But there's another thought comes up, and that's from, by the way, the first thought is from the angel. The second thought, lay back down. And that is from Shaitan. Now, when you start listening to the first thought all the time, that first thought becomes loud in your loud to you. You recognize it right away. But if you listen to that second thought more often than you do the first thought, then that second thought, you drown out that first thought and just never listen to it. You never think it's there. The point I'm making here is that we're all being guided. Shaitan is leading us astray, and we need to start listening and recognizing who Shaitan is.
Beautiful, Brother Imam. I don't want to cut you. I'm just thinking deep on the words that you are bringing to us. Good on.
Yeah, I hope this ain't got too far. I think this continues to stay on your subject line here. I truly believe it is, but remember I said I didn't really get a chance to study it and lay into your conversation. I got your little critique of what you said, but I hope this is in the line of what we're saying. But whether it is or not, it's truly a problem or issue that the Muslims have to do to pay attention and find out who this shaitan is. What does he do? How does he affect us?
Well, Brother Imam, you are right in line with what the topic was, because I speak on that all the time, just as I go out and do dawah, and if I, you know, just because I'm a merchant, I work for myself, like the Prophet Muhammad. I've always just wanted to emulate him, and that's how he did dawah and reached the world. And, you know, you're right. And remember, this goes in with what you were saying also. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all the good that comes in the human being's life come from Allah. And he said, all the bad or evil, it come from my own actions. And, you know, and so he says the shaitan whispers, and then he withdraws from his whisper, you see. And like you say, and that's a fact. And I've been saying that. I was sharing that with a sister yesterday that, you know, I want to say this. You know what bid'ah is, right? Innovation. And, you know, we only think of most Muslims. I've met, I've been a Muslim about 44 years. They think of Shaitan in a way when that only Shaitan whispers evil to them. But we have a jinn. We have what's called a jinn, too. And that jinn, like you say, that voice that say, I'm a little tired. I'll get up and make a lot later. Okay? That's Shaitan, but Shaitan is whispering to our jinn. And if our jinn listen at Shaitan, our jinn will put us right back in the bed. We go back to sleep. And then our prayer, I want to say in the morning, Salat. That's something we say specifically. I salat to Makari Manam. Prayer is better than sleep. So what Allah is saying is that being conscious of me it's better than not being conscious of me, because if Allah says, if you remember me, I will remember you, and reject not faith in me. So I just want to add that part to the beautiful tafsir that you gave there.
Thank you. So, ma'am, could I have your name again, please?
Akmal Muhammad.
Akmal Muhammad.
You can Google my name, and you'll see me on you Google my name. You just Google Imam Akmal M. Muhammad.
And all right. Thank you very much, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We're going to now have someone else to come on and comment, I believe, who's been on for a while. I'm trying to get those who have been on for a while here. Some just came on a few minutes, and like you, they didn't get too much of the discussion. So let's try here another number that I tried earlier, and for some reason we didn't get through, but I'm going to see now if I can get that person on the air. That number is 919-717-2047. I believe this is our beautiful brother who joins us most of the time, Brother Larry. If he can, he's with us on Sundays. As-salamu alaykum, brother.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
How are you this morning, Brother Larry?
I am fine, thank you. I lost, you know, you lost me. I lost you earlier. I had, I had pushed the mute button, and when I came back to speak, because I didn't want any distractions, and I think I was not able to connect with you, or you connect with me. But I have been hearing, the brothers speak and so forth this morning. So I'd just like to give my greetings of assalamu alaikum and peace.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, and I am certainly listening and enjoying the show. And to speak briefly about, I guess, an opinion maybe that I may have. We do have a struggle in listening, and being misguided by I guess our evil voice or Satan. But there is, I'm saying I've heard, and you may have to clear that up for me if you would. But there's a saying I've heard that, we ought to think about things, two or three times before we react to them. I've heard that. However, I think if we don't have a clear conscience, or don't seek goodness, don't seek righteousness, then we can go wrong sometime, whether it's the first voice or the third voice. I don't know. But we ought to seek righteousness and good guidance, and contemplate on that. And sometimes, whether it be our first reaction, second reaction, or the third reaction, if you seek goodness, if you seek righteousness, you shall find that. And if you seek of your heart lies in other than that, then you surely ought to find that which you seek. But surely there is a lot of times more than one, I guess, voice, or maybe even spirit, that tries to control our lives and try to control our actions, or simply to the benefit of whatever spirit that is. And also one more statement there, coming from a Christian background, I've heard that it's said that, the battle is not ours, but it belongs to the Lord, So when there are spirits, I guess, that's higher than anything that we can control, then, that's a battle that maybe we shouldn't We should exalt ourselves in trying to fight that battle. Like, for instance, if you got a bad kid or if you got a bad brother or someone, loved one or somebody, and you've done all you can do to try to talk to them, you've done all the talking you can do, you've done all the helping you can do, you've been on your knees until your knees are sore, you cried the last tear, and then there's nothing else that you can do. So you got to get up now and you got to brush your hands off, knock the dust off your knees, and continue on, because that spirit that's within them can often seem like a losing battle for you to continue to try to fight the Satan that's within them, that is being shown and presented within you and within the very your very own eyes. So, so with that being said, I mean, I just wanted to put some input or thought into the conversation. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa-alaykum as-salam. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brother Larry. Before we continue with this beautiful discussion that we're having today with our guest, I want to remind those who might have just tuned in that you are listening to the Sunday morning broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Today's discussion is So I Think, So I Am. And we are really getting some good information on what we mean by So I Think. So I Think. That's a good one to ponder. So the thinking is the result of how we allow ourselves to receive the information that is given to us from within and from without. Before I go any further, I have other listeners here who have been with us for a little while, and I want to give them a chance. Some might have to leave the air early, and we would love to hear from all of them. So this is the 301-868-5622. Caller, could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? Assalamu alaikum, good morning. Sometimes some people just love to listen, which is good. You're not obligated to respond, but I want you to know. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, how are you today?
Fine. How are you, my brother?
I'm great. I'm the brother of Imam Akmos of Muhammad, and I was looking at Facebook, and I saw the announcement on the radio show. It was the first time. So, and as he said, we have a dawah organization, and we've been doing dawah since 1996 as a dawah organization. And at any rate, so when I gave him a call, because he's normally up, not this type of guys, up. But anyway, he got on. And so I really like what I'm hearing from the program. It's very, very interesting, very informative. And the problem with most Muslims, unfortunately, they don't listen, or they listen to the wrong person, Satan. That's all I have to say.
Well, I want to say back to you, Brother Imam, I'm delighted, I'm honored to have you on. We are doing our best. We know that Allah says, seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. And we know that most of us have heard when we was growing up here in this country, America, they say that, one thing they said, and which is true, they speaking of Jesus in the Bible, but my people perish, Allah said, for the lack of knowledge. I want to break that down a little bit. Allah is all-knowing. So if you don't get knowledge from Allah, where are you going to get any knowledge from? You can't get any knowledge. You know, so I'm saying that to say that the job of Satan is to get us caught up into the material world, into the vanities, which and even look in the educational system here in the United States of America, I want to say this. Look at all these educated people and all these immoral habits they got. Even in the government, they just legalized in Washington, D.C. when President Obama was in there, same-sex marriage. Why, that's against the very foundation of human life. Two men can't produce a child to extend life. Two women can't produce a child to extend life. So how can you justify immorality and expect to get good results? And people waiting around here talking about the government and Donald Trump, what he ain't doing and how bad he is. But they need to look at their own individual life. It's a people make the world go round. But people understand it as individuals. Allah says, and I'm through, he says, our life as a human being, our death, our resurrection, and our judgment is in no way but as an individual soul. And he said, if your religion or your faith, like you were saying earlier, if it's by you studying under this sheikh, this imam, or you, if Christian going to this preacher, I've been raised a Christian all my life, I'm a Jew, and I follow the Judaic religion, the Hebrew Israelite, Allah say, forget about all of that stuff. Allah say, even with Prophet Muhammad, he's your example. But Prophet Muhammad taught us that we have to understand that he's a human being like us, and that we have to develop a personal relationship with our Creator, because our salvation, soul salvation, is in our personal relationship with Allah. So Allah says in the Quran that make your relationship personal with him. I used to hear my mother talking all the time, me and my brothers and sisters, and I'm going to cut this short, and we would be wondering, who is she talking to? Well, nobody in the room but her. And we were always kind of a little frightened. I don't disturb Mama, but I was probably the boldest one. I would go knock on the door because I was real protective of my mother. And I wanted to know what's wrong. Sometimes she'd be crying. And she would say to me, son, ain't nothing wrong. I'm just talking to God, thanking him for bringing us through all these hard times. And I'm crying. These tears are tears of joy and thanks to God, Almighty God, for helping us and bringing us through because we had it so hard. So I'm saying that to say Allah wants us to recognize that even though you don't see him, he see you at all times. And Allah says in the Quran, he loves those who call on him constantly, all the time, and he loves those who keep themselves pure in heart, mind, body, and soul, and clean. Cleansing is next to godliness. That's right. I mean.
Assalamualaikum. Thank you. I want to remind you, our radio listening audience, again, that you are listening to the Sunday morning broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of a Creator. And we want to thank Allah for blessing us this morning with such a beautiful audience to share with us and to give us some feedback in our discussion today, because that's what it's all about. It's not about us, people. It's about you. It's about us as a creation, us as a human family, and how we are being affected by this world in which we live and why we are being affected as we are. As we're talking about is that I want to get the title here again. I start just talking and forget for a minute. So I think, so I am. And while I was listening to all this beautiful information that I'm getting here today, it made me think. And I said, you know, we don't listen and we don't think. That's what the problem is. We as a people, we let our emotions control us and allow others to think for us. That's why we are entrapped in the corruption and destruction of this world. We depend on others to think and do for us, instead of using our God-given mind and intelligence to think for self. So the result of following others is self-destruction. We are a society of lost sheep being led to slaughter. We have to answer for ourselves when we return to our Creator. We can't take these people with us that we're listening to. So we need to start listening to that inner voice. We need to start studying Quran, studying spiritual, and receiving more spiritual knowledge in our life. And start thinking deeply on who we are, whose we are, and why we are. So now, without any further discussion, I don't want to halt the conversation. Sometimes, excuse that expression, I know a lot of you don't even like to use that word. That just comes from the society, too. I want to go on and let someone else talk. Sometimes I think Imam Sabah feels like I talk too much and too long when I do talk, and sometimes I don't talk that much. All right, so we do have other listeners today who have been on. I believe here we have a 704-726-319-6 that seems to have been on for a while now. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me? I do want to say at this point, our beautiful listening audience, that it is not necessary for you to join the conversation. If you just want to listen, feel free to do so. And one way that I do know is by you not answering when I see your number on the switchboard. However, I do also want to let you know that when a number appears on the switchboard, it appears there to let us know that this person is one who wants to join in the conversation and who has a question to ask, a comment to make, and just want to be a part of this discussion. And we thank you either way. If you just want to be a listener, that's wonderful. They says you have two ears and one mouth, and sometimes it's best to listen more and speak less. But this is a show in which we want to hear from you, so because we want to know as a people what is causing the problems that we're having in this world, why, and how we as a people can help in solving them and eliminating the corruption and bringing about the goodness that Allah has created here on earth. Now we'll go back to Imam Shahid Shabazz at this point.
Assalamu alaikum, and I thank you all for joining us. And one thing that I do want to remind myself and remind us of is that it is so very important. Allah, first of all, without faith, you have no hope. Because, you know, faith, I heard a man share with me years ago in Winston Salem, North Carolina. He was a just African American man. He said, can I explain to you my version of what faith is? And I said, sure. And he said, faith is a five-letter word. And then I said, that's okay. And I went and I was listening to the man, and the man said, faith means forsaken all, I trust him. That's faith. When you forsake everything that God, Allah, created, and only trust Allah, you have faith. When you realize that there really ain't no world, when you realize that there ain't no you, when you realize that the only reality is Allah, and you can't see his reality, but you know he's there because he brought you into reality. You can't see the air you breathe, but you suck it in, you suck it out. You can't keep it out of your mouth. You'll die. You know somebody's providing that, and you know it ain't the president. It ain't no king. It ain't your wife. It ain't your husband. The sun comes out. The moon comes out. They rotate. You never see them conflict with each other because they're following the ordered plan of the one creator of the heavens and the earth. And I want to say also, on this program, Allah, as my great teacher, he's gone home now, and may Allah grant him a special place in paradise, Imam Waqi Muhammad. Allah, he said, is the Lord of all systems of knowledge. I had never heard that before. But it began to cause me to think that you got Allah, and one brother Larry, always says Allah is an ever-evolving God. Creator. That's a fact. So Allah has no beginning and he has no ending. He's ever evolved is worlds and worlds and worlds. You can't even begin to count. And he is the one that provides the knowledge of the system, how he wants them worlds to work. So why do we think we can be put in the world and do what we want to do, don't have the proper knowledge to guide us, but just follow our own mass, really, our own desires? Life is predicated or based upon following law and order. Everything was created on under laws and in order. And as long as everything stays in the order and under the law of the Creator created it, the Creator will sustain that thing. But when that thing forget the Creator, because the Creator ain't just the Creator, Allah, but he's the Rab Yelayelanim. He's the cherisher and sustainer of all the worlds. And he's the one that has the knowledge of all the systems of all the worlds. And he look, check this out. He's the Lord of the system of the world, of the ants, the bees, huh? The trees, the sun, Mars, Jupiter. There's many, many worlds the Creator is constantly creating. And he's awesome. I mean, so he gives us a limited amount of free will as human beings to test our faith. As I said before, if you're a thinking person, just using God sense, they say common sense, but what they mean by that, what do they mean by common sense? We've heard that all our life. It means the knowledge of Almighty God, the goodness he put in everybody's nature when he created them, his goodness, and the judge between right and wrong, everybody, that's common to everybody, so we all have that in common. But one man said in Washington, D.C., I was up there about a year and a half ago, in the Northwest, he said, common sense ain't so common today. And he was so right. He was so right. I'd be out here, and a law says, this is here, it's very important. A law says, listen, he said, when the human beings forget me and reject faith in me and my reality, they will fall to the lowest of the low. And human beings now are the lowest creatures of all the lost creation. They're doing the lowest thing. I want to share this with you. And we got to go to work. I ain't talking to the Muslims. I'm talking to the Mu'minos, the believers. Down here where I'm from, North Carolina, a little town, boy, young man, and African Americans never would have did the strike here. Just say 40 years ago, I'm 60. Just 40 years ago, we would have never thought of doing this. We developed this from our people in Florida. He cut his mother's head off. And when the police came, he had a head in his hand, blood dripping from it, smiling like he'd done something good. I know people that we've been under their institutionalized for over 500 years, and when they came here, it's a commercial called Geico, about insurance, and they show a caveman. And we've been taught as African Americans, I want to speak on us just for a moment here before we go. We have been under institutionalized slavery, and we're still under it. When you institutionalize something, that means you want it to last forever. Huh? You don't want it to stop. So slavery has never stopped for African-American people. And even though they accepted Islam, most Muslims are still listening to the whispers of Shaitan because they have not surrendered or submitted their whole hearts to Allah. Now, what do I mean by that? They say home is where the heart is. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he said this right here. He said, everything you see walking on two legs ain't human beings. But Allah says in the Quran that I only created jinns and humans to serve me. And Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, said he prayed constantly and asked Allah to help him to gain control over his jinn. That's our lower, carnal, base nature. And he said Allah blessed him to gain control over his jinn. But it was through constantly calling on Allah for help to help him to live a morally upright, righteous life. We have to do the same. The world ain't going to get no better if we just let it be. The world ain't going to get no better if we just talk. It's time out for talking. It's time for action. And if you don't start putting forth righteous actions now, soon you ain't going to have an opportunity, and you're going to find your place, as Imam Muhammad said, in the place in the hereafter that you're going to be forever. And when you just see it at the day of judgment, Allah say, such horror is going to be in you that you've never known in this world right here. It's called hellfire. That's all I want to say at this time. Peace.
Thank you. Thank you. You're listening again, our radio listening audience, to the Sunday morning broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Thank you for joining us. We have quite a few guests this morning and beautiful comments coming through to enlighten us and to give us even more insight and understanding to what we mean by it. So I think, so I am. Again, we want to get back to now a beautiful sister of ours from here in the Washington, D.C. area. This is Nafisa Jones. Assalamu alaikum. Are you still listening?
Yes.
All right. Sister, I was thinking at this time that maybe you might have a comment that you would like to add to the discussion today.
Well, going back on what we was talking about earlier about the young lives just taking a life from each other, have no understanding or no clue. I went to a couple of funerals this week, and, you know, the one I went to yesterday, this guy got shot out of the back of my house. And, you know, I'm watching him taking his last breath. But he had just saw my son and told, you know, gave him the greeting, assalamu alaikum. So, inshallah, may Allah guide him and enter him into Jannah. And, you know, I was just saying that these young people don't have a clue about what's going on. They don't care if they live or die because they have no understanding of truth. And no one is teaching them.
That's
right. You know, it's from generation to generation that, you know, their parents are not teaching them.
No, they're not.
That's all I wanted to say.
Well, you said a whole lot.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Beautiful. Yeah. Very good. Very good. That's thought-provoking because Allah said he created all life sacred, and you don't have most people now to even value in life. You know, and I shared that incident about the boy cutting off his mother's head. I'm from Durham, North Carolina, and I was working there. I'm still there. Praise be to Allah, doing da'wah, door to door at 60 years. I used to go by a man's house about 35 years ago, and we used to talk about Islam. He liked the Islam. And one day I went by there. I know it was kind of solemn, you know, over in that area, peaceful. There wasn't no noise, and then that was the project. And I was like, well, something going on over here. So I went over to his door, and people started hollering, don't go over there, don't go over there. I said, don't go over there. This is my man right here. We talked. They say that man dead. That man got his head cut off. And what happened is that man's son, African-American, cut his head off. His body, set it on the table like you're eating a meal, told his mother to come downstairs and look. Now something is wrong, seriously wrong. And I remember when somebody got killed in the naval base up there in D.C., and this white nurse, I think she said, there's something real evil and wrong in the thinking of America, the American society. And she said, it ain't going to go away by itself. We got to work together to stop this evil. And that is a fact. Things don't change on their own as far as we're dealing with the human being because we got free will. We have to make changes. We can't even become a human being unless we make changes. Don't think you are a human being because you got a body. You are a human being around here killing, cutting off people's heads. There ain't no human in you. Life ain't to destroy. Life ain't to kill. Life is to enhance. Life is to endure, as the Imam or Brother Larry said. So, hey, the children have been cut off from the knowledge of the past sister, Nafisa. Like when I was raised up, they had prayer in school. I'm 60. This government systematically worked and worked. You can't take it from them. And Satan worked through them that they worked for Satan. The government of the United States, they worked for Satan. They systematically worked on Jet Magazine. The man, Wafti Muhammad, said he remembered. I remembered it too. And before he even said it, they had big bold print on Jet Magazine, God is dead. And right after that, you really begin to see people disrespecting each other, not wanting to hear God. And right after that, they took God prayer out of school. That's what it was. We used to pray to start the day. All right. That's what we're supposed to do as believers in Allah. You don't pray and ask God Allah to guide you through the day. You know who's going to guide you through the day? Satan. And he's going to have you destroying yourself and destroying your human family. So let's come back to God consciousness. Let's bring a real human being back in the body before there ain't no human beings left. And that human being, he means of the earth. Being means that soul that's in the earth body. Bring your soul back. But you got to work too, because Allah, he said of all needs, worthy of all praise. Allah said he don't need our worship. Allah say his mission of justice and righteousness is going to be established on this earth with or without the aid of any Muslim. And Donald Trump, Pharaoh, and Hitler, nobody else can defeat Allah. And you got more Muslims scared of what the government going to do to them than Allah. They done made the government their God. You, the most black people in America, they don't want to be who Allah created them. They want to be white. They think white is right. No, and I always say this here, white ain't right. Allah, right is right. No matter what your so-called color is, Allah judges you based on your intentions and your actions. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum as-salam. Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabbat. This Sunday morning, teaching on the reality of the Creator, his subject today, So I Think, So I Am. And I was listening to our beautiful sister and this is so sad how the youth, like you said, are destroying themselves without knowledge. And to have one to kill his other, you don't realize when you take the life of a person, you're taking your own life. And that's because it takes a village to raise a child, not just mama. We can't go back to family anymore. We were told when we were little that all of us, if we knew a child, and that child had a problem, that child we thought was going astray or doing something wrong, if we didn't try to see what we could do to help that child out, to help that problem, to help bring that child back to the right, then we too would have to pay. We are going to be blamed. We too will share in whatever happens to that child.
That's right.
It would be all of our responsibility, the community's responsibility, the neighborhood's
responsibility.
That's right. Not just the child's family. We cannot just blame on the child's family because we are all one human family. We are a village, and we all have to do our part. And that's what people fail to realize. They want to be self-centered, only on self, thinking that they are not connected to anybody. Oh, who cares? Cares about that old stuff? I'm concerned about my life. And as that, because of that, what we see happening today, the killing of our youth, destruction of our youth, it's because of that same mentality that we feel like we're not responsible for anyone but self. But we will learn, like you say in the end, that we were responsible for that soul that we could have saved that destroyed itself or someone, that soul who took the life of someone. Because it's up to us to speak out first, to try to connect, to try to reach them and do our part. Again, I'm going to call now and give Imam, time is moving on. So let's give Brother Larry a chance to speak again. Brother Larry,
Yes, yes, I'm delighted to do so. I would like to say, though, and all that's that I see that's going on, and I must say I turned 60 today.
Birthday, Brother Larry.
Thank you. So I do, I must say that and all that I've seen and you know, the murders, the abuse on, you know, lifestyle, and so far and so on, I would clearly like to say and state that, you know, we are protected, you know, and a lot of times we don't realize how protected we are, how merciful Almighty God is, how graceful He is, and how well we as human beings have it made, because we are protected through the mercy and the grace of Almighty God. You know, no matter what goes on around us, next door, up the street, down the street, cross town, we are protected. East Coast, West Coast, we are protected on this earth through the grace of and the mercy of Almighty God. But what I do find that we have become stagnated. We have become stagnated as a people. We are out of order. And anytime that you find something that's out of order, confusion. And there is lack of unity, and life seems to be then unworthy. These young folk, a lot of times, I think, have no moral on life itself. And we are fed these things, I think, more fastly now through video games, TV programs, or movies, and things of that nature. And let's not forget that you can dig your grave. Drugs and alcohol, cigarettes is not the only thing that kill you. That's not the only thing that will offset you and take you off balance. You can dig your grave. You can throw yourself off balance. You can throw your mindset, and you can become disordered by the food that we eat as well. So we must remember, we have to go back and not only study the fact of, you know, we go to church every Sunday, or we pray five times a day, or how many times a day that we do so. We have to order the things we do in general, and eating is one of the things that we have to put back in our daily life to get back in balance. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam, Brother Holloway, Larry. That's absolutely a fact. Most honorable Elijah Muhammad, just a human being, but one of the greatest human beings for the liberation of African Americans. He was the greatest human being to help liberate us. He came out with a book almost 70-some years ago, if not, and called How to Eat to Live. And we was trained by the Europeans when they brought us in slavery to eat all the bad food. We was trained on bad habits. They took all the Islam, the goodness of most of the Muslims who were brought here, and they gave us their beastly-like habits, beastly-like eating. Matter of fact, they told lies. They had to use reverse psychology. That's why Elijah Muhammad had to use reverse psychology to bring us back to good sense, to where we see ourselves as a human being and not as beasts or barbaric like the Europeans that brought us over here, the Caucasians that brought us over here. They was over there in England. When they would die, they would eat the flesh. They would drink the blood and eat the flesh of each other. They was doing these things. They were having intimacy with animals. And now, Prophet Muhammad, the last and universal prophet of Almighty Allah, said, when you imitate a people, you become like them. Now you got most black people, they imitate Caucasians, and those people, most of those people, not all of them, but most of them, they're not spiritual-oriented people. From the very beginning, they are...
We have 1 minute left. Is
Bobby Man one here from Maryland?
No, brother, they have dropped. They were only...
I would like for Brother Larry to say the prayer to end the program.
Assalamu alaikum. Yes, I believe so. Thank you. I would like to give the greetings again to my brothers and sisters listening audience. Peace. And I would say to I would like to announce to us and ask God to have mercy upon us, to continue to guide us, and I know He will, to help guide us, help us that we may reach out to each other, that we may come to an understanding that we are out of order with His creation, with His guidance that He has laid before us. And may Allah protect us, may Allah protect those around us, and bless us with patience, wisdom, and understanding that we as a people, as a human being, that we may submit to His will and that He will guide us back into order of His will and the nature of His creation. Assalamu alaikum. I give my greetings to all my brothers and sisters and the peace and the words of peace, love, and truly understanding. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. That's such a beautiful prayer. Such a powerful prayer. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
One who would forbid the wrong, one who would endure.